Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in again, and those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening, and those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show today, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and jump in on the subject of today's show, and just run with it, guys. You know, like I always say, this show, this is your show. okay? So treat it like your show. Call in, talk trash, whatever you want to do. But just call into the show and let's talk. Have a great show set up for you this evening. And again, thank you for listening in. Now, I promote the show daily, guys, on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. But if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. That's T-H-E, The Frank W Show on Twitter. You can also follow the show on Facebook. You can find the show, search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And then, of course, on Blog Talk Radio, just click on the icon that's there that says follow this show and set that up however you want. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, again, guys, I just wanted to say a few things before I get started here. I know that it's been a wild weekend. It's been a wild day. Okay? And wild week last week. And what's crazy is that it just, you know, it just poured the whole, all week. Now I was on vacation all last week, and I wouldn't call it vacation, but I was off all last week. We were on shutdown, and I mean it rained daily. The only time I really got something done was the weekend before the 4th. Y'all with me? The weekend before the 4th. I got a few things done that I wanted to get done, and I got a project like, you know, 90% complete, and so I have to finish that up, but I got a lot of it done last weekend before all the rain came in. Then the rain came in on Monday, and it came back on Tuesday, came back on Wednesday. Wednesday night was tough, you know. It rained steadily for a long time. And then Thursday, the 4th, was just outrageous. It rained like crazy on Thursday, the 4th. So a lot of people, it hurt a lot of people's plans for the 4th. And, you know, of course, you know, outdoor barbecue and going to a park or something, or having, you know, a camping trip, you know, planned. Because we go camping, and I know that these campsites were packed jam full over the holiday. And, you know, these folks probably packed up and got out of there, you know, within a day or so. Real campers will hang out for a couple of days, and then they'll pack it in. But those not so real campers, they'll pick up and they'll run, as soon as the rain goes. So guys, today's episode is entitled, Why Do Men Always Pay? Why do men always have to pay? And, I know my wife listened to the show, so, I have to say that, that's not ideal. I wanted to do this show because, you know, after talking to some people, you know, I pull up the question, why do men always have to pay? Like I said, that's not my situation. I mean, I've been married a long time, so, you know, I know how to work it, okay? You got to know how to work it, guys. You know, when you've been married as long as I have, you know, we work each other. you know. And but you know, why do men always have to pay? I gotta let that go. Why do men always have to pay? Because anytime you take a girl out, and I'm not talking about your spouse, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about guys who are dating. Okay, when you're dating a girl, why do you always have to pay? Or why do you feel like it's your duty to pay? And, you know, the key is here is to get this understanding up front, you know. And like I said, I'm talking about guys who are dating women. Okay? Why do you pay? You pay because you don't get like a prenup. You have to get you a prenup. When you start dating a girl, you got to keep this in mind because, you know, I know that things, you know, you see certain things and it throw you off. You can't think anymore. But what I'm saying is before you get into that, you have to do that prenup of, hey, you know, how's this going to be? When we go out, you know, are we going, you pay your way, I pay mine, or, you know, am I going to have to pay for you to go with me? I'm not talking about sharing in gas money and all this. Hey, we won't get to that. But, you know, I talked to some ladies today, and you know they had to throw that in, though. Well, what about gas? If you're going to make me pay for my food, you might as well make me pay for gas. See? And they take it a long way. They ride on that for a while. They rode on it for about 10 minutes. Like, you know, we ain't talking about gas. Come on now. Y'all know, y'all might ask for gas money, but I never asked for gas money. Long time ago when I was dating, I ain't never asked for no gas money. And you know, I don't even know myself. Hey, I don't know why I'm talking about this. I don't even know myself if I got that prenup. Y'all with me? But I'm telling my guys right now, get that prenup, man. And the prenup is, hey, you know, how are we going to do this? Go and get that out front. Because if you wait, if you go on and take it to dinner, a movie, or whatever, and pay, then you might as well hang up your car. But if you get that prenup up front, when you first start dating, then you have it out in the open. You'll know what to do at dinner time. Because your first, if you don't get the, listen to this, if you don't get the prenup, you know, when you start dating, if you don't get the prenup, then you go to dinner, you're going to pay. You know, you can't wait until you get to dinner and be like, hey, you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay your way. And like Kevin Hart said the other night, he said, you might have to pay my way because, my car, you know, I don't have that much in my account, so... You know, I got some in savings now. Savings is not the same as checking, so I got to go into my savings account. I transfer some money from my savings account into my checking account, but it's going to take about 3 days. So I'm going to need you to pay for me. So you don't wait till you get out there to do that. Like you say, when the racers come back, you say, oh, your car, then it should be like, hey, right, you know, hold up. You ain't got to blare that out to everybody. you know. But you got to get that prenup before you leave the house, before you go out to dinner. Or if you try to get a prenup at the end of dinner, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You know, you're going to be out when you get back to the house. When you pull up in her driveway, she gonna jump out of the car and go in the house. She ain't even gonna give you time to go around to the car and open the door. Soon as you pull up, before you can get it in park, she gonna be opening the door trying to get out. I can't believe this so-and-so made me pay for my food. So don't do it once you get the dinner. Do that before dinner thing. That's when you gotta do it. Call into the show, guys. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see a few more people have joined the show. We're talking about why do men always have to pay? Why do men always have to pay? If you wanna weigh in on the topic today, just press number one and let's talk. I'll put you on the air. But we were talking about, you guys just joining the show, just to summarize this thing real quick, is men have to pay. And I think men should get a prenup before they get out, before they start, you know, taking this girl out to the movies and things. And, you know, I know that nowadays, you know, going to the movies or going out to eat is like the first thing you do. So that means that before doing that first thing, before going to dinner or a movie or something, taking her to a dinner or a movie, because that's what y'all do. You know, y'all don't, I'm talking to my guys now. Y'all don't take the girl to the park or, you know, a very good outing would be a bicycle ride. Hey, babe, I'm going to come over there and we're going to ride bicycles through your neighborhood. Hey, babe, I'm going to come over there and I'm gonna pick you up and I'm going to take you with my bicycle and, you know, you get your bicycle. You got a bicycle. I'm going to use, you know, I need to use one of your bicycles. We're going to go ride, you know, do something different like that. Instead of spending money going to a movie or dinner, just you know, do something different. Surprise her. But men always have to pay because, you know, it's like a tradition where, you know, it's a tradition for men to, you know, get out and open doors. But that doesn't happen a lot these days. We're getting away from tradition. You know, now men pull up and stop. They get out of the car, you know, and then they're not even going around helping the lady out of the car. They just get out of the car and start walking towards whatever they're walking at as they pull up their pants. You know, as they get out of the car, they pull up their pants and start walking. So, you know, men have to pay because it's just a tradition. And like I said, if you're gonna start off with taking her to dinner and things like this, go ahead and get that prenup. Go ahead and tell her before you go to dinner, hey, how are we gonna do this? You gonna pay your way, I pay mine, or what? You know, she gonna look at you crazy. She gonna wonder what's up with this. I never had a guy to put that out there. See, because all the other guys, they wait till they get to dinner. And then they say, how are we going to do this? When the bill comes, they say, how are we going to do this? See, if you get it out of the way up front, by the time you get to dinner, you come cool and collected. You can have your couple of cocktails and you'll be good going back to the house. But if you don't get that prenup, you're gonna be going on the way to dinner. You're gonna be going on the way to dinner. You're gonna be miserable because you're thinking about, am I gonna pay for dinner? Am I gonna pay for her dinner? Then while you're at dinner, you're eating and all you're eating, you know, I got me a steak and potato and, you know, a salad and I got some shrimp on the side. And then she got a steak and lobster, you know, with some shrimp scampi on the side with a baked potato. That's a lot, but y'all with me? Yeah, she got a big, she ordered a $29 dinner. Am I going to have to pay for that? Oh, she's getting a drink. She's having a cocktail. Am I going to have to pay for that? Hey, girl, you know, that's what I'm saying. So you got to get the you have to get a prenup before you get out there. But again, and if you're married, let me tell you that it's always, you know, it's always somebody paying. I mean, you look at her, she look at you, and, you know, pull the wallet out. Got to call her from the 404 area code, the first three digits are 328. The first three digits are 328. Calling you live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Hi, Frank Williams. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to make two comments about your topic today.
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, if the guy mentions prenup, the girl probably won't go out with him anyway because, I mean, it's just a date. They're not trying to get married. Secondly, why would you invite her out if you're not going to pay? I mean, she can go out by herself. I mean, why would you invite somebody somewhere and then start fussing over who's going to pay the bill? That doesn't seem right. That's just not proper etiquette, let alone if it's a man or a woman. It's just, to me, it just doesn't seem like that's...
You're saying, first of all, what was the first thing you said?
You were making a comment that you need a prenup before you go out so you can know what's going to happen when you get there about paying.
Right.
But if they mention those terms, the girl is like, okay, that's too serious. Prenup is referring to marriage.
Okay,
she's not trying to marry the guy.
Okay, Neil, I think everyone understood that, maybe not you, but everyone understood that I'm not saying have her sign a prenup like getting married. I'm talking about doing a prenup. I'm talking about just making that speech before you go to dinner. I'm not talking about getting her to sign a piece of paper saying she's going to pay her way everywhere we go. I'm just talking about right before dinner, you need to ask her, how are we going to do this? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything
you
about
that.
You asked
her out, and then she asked you out.
Now,
I mean, I'm just saying. Did you ask the person out of it?
It could be either way. She could have asked me out. I could have asked her out. You know, it could have been either way. But either way, if she had asked me out, or if I had asked her out, I'm still asking that question before we go. You with me?
Well, okay. I'm glad you clarified that because I for one, didn't understand what you were saying when you were talking prenup. To me, that sounded like marriage, so I don't know if everyone else understood what you were saying, but I didn't understand that part. All right, thanks, Frank, for letting me call in.
Well, thank you for calling, and continue listening. Thank you. Now, guys, yeah, like I was saying, and maybe, you know, maybe she just heard prenup. She didn't hear anything on the other side or in front of that. But, you know, I believe I said, tell her a prenup. Not get her to sign a prenup or nothing like that. I just said, tell her a prenup, a prenuptial agreement. Tell her in the beginning that, hey, how are we going to do this as far as paying for dinner tonight? No big deal. And, you know, if she says she don't want to go out or whatever, then, you know, she just lost. Y'all with me? I mean, no skin off your nose, no skin off her nose. Hey, I jump in my Corvette and head on to back to the house. But, you know, that's all I'm saying, guys. I hope no one else maybe misinterpreted that. I'm not saying get her to sign an agreement saying that she'll pay her for her way all the time, nothing like that. I'm just saying that first time you go to pick her up, you know, to take her to dinner or to the movie or, you know what I'm saying? Just ask her. And that's going to be your prenup. Just ask her, hey, how are we going to do this? You can ask her with a smile on your face. Or you can ask her with, you know, your hand around the shoulder. Your arm around the shoulder. You can ask her like that. How are we going to do this, babe? You know, give it to her softly. But, you know, but that's what happens. When we don't think about this stuff. I know y'all don't think about it because I didn't think about it. When I was dating long time ago. So all I'm saying is that think about that the next time you start to, you know, go out with someone or if you just now starting to talk, you know, maybe y'all only had a couple of phone conversations and maybe y'all text each other a few times, you know, just, you know, when y'all get ready to go out, just make a comment with a smile. Our show today, guys, was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. For any tax situation, whether it's corporate or personal, give the professionals at CPA on Duty a call. They can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And again, cash for them. For being a part of the show today, I really do appreciate you guys listening and being here today. I know you could be doing anything else, but you listen to me on the show. So I appreciate it. And again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Join me tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., another great show. Good night. Thank you.
I got to